This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop Tabak Show with Eric Nam.
Ooh. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to K-pop Tabak with Eric Nam. This is episode 6. So yeah, we're back. We have a lot of things to talk about. Just a lot of stuff to talk about. So we're glad you're joining us. This might be a very long episode. I don't know. I hope you're up for it. I am. Let's see. This is a show where we talk about music and K-pop and stuff and life and me. And that's the way it is because it's my show. This is not a K-pop news show per se, but just us talking about our favorite releases and me. Anyways, you guys can always join us on social media. If you haven't done so already, you can follow us on our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Tabak Show, DAEBAK Show. And as always, you guys can listen to our curated Spotify or YouTube playlists, and we will list all the songs that we mention in our podcast. So when you're driving, when you're working, when you're doing whatever, doing your homework, you can just press play and leave it on in the background, and you'll have some great music going. All right. Well, let's just jump right into it. This week, we have a couple artists to talk about. We had Henry to talk about. We have Park Hyo-shin. We have Oh My Girl, and a couple other people sprinkled in here and there. And we're also going to talk about my brand new song called Runaway. And I think we're actually going to pull that into a separate episode of K-pop Tabak. So if you guys want some deep, dirty secrets about this smash hit of a song called Runaway, then you guys can listen to that episode now, or you can listen to this right after this one. So anyways, hope you guys enjoy it. We're going to talk about a lot of things. Let's just jump right into it. Let's go. Artist number one.
This is the next artist.
So our first artist is Henry. Our good friend Henry is back with a song called Untitled Love Song. So if you guys don't know Henry, Henry is from Canada, Canadia land. And his parents are, I believe, like Hong Kong and Taiwanese. And he debuted with Super Junior M in 2008. And as a solo artist in 2013 with his EP Trap. Is that right? I didn't know Trap was his first one. What was 143? Henry 143? 143 was on Trap. Because I remember, so I guess the EP's second single was 143. Henry's back with a brand new song. It was released on May 9th. It's a very simple and sweet romantic ballad. The song itself is very meta in the sense that the video and the lyrics talk about him writing a song. Right? But the song is kind of like, this is a love song for you, but I don't have a name for it, I don't have a title for it, so we're just going to leave it an untitled love song. But yeah, Henry's been doing just everything. He's been killing it. He's been on all the Korean reality TV shows. He's been winning awards for the last few years. He is now the star of a brand new movie. It's the sequel. It's called A Dog's Journey. If you guys want to see a movie with dogs and Henry, it's in theaters May 15th. He's officially now a Hollywood actor, guys. I haven't seen him in a while. He's just been so busy. We've been, you know, we FaceTime every once in a while. But Henry is really just killing it. So super proud of him, super happy for him. I remember the first time we met, it was like 2012, 13. And I met him because of that friend that I mentioned, Jen. Jen himself is a singer-songwriter, also super talented. Check his stuff out. We wrote Stop the Rain and a few other songs on that haven't been released in the past. Jen was like, hey, you should meet Henry. They were rooming together at the time. And so I go to hang out with Jen. Henry shows up, and that's when we first met. What was that, 6, 7 years ago? And, we've stayed friends and stayed in touch and support each other when we can. But yeah, Henry's been, you know, obviously killing it on TV. He's been killing it in China. Now he's doing Hollywood. This man is everywhere. So it's been really great to see him blow up because he's just so talented. You know, he does everything. I'm sure everybody knows, right? Like he plays like every instrument in the world. And, I just think he's incredibly talented. So congratulations to Henry and congratulations on the new song. Untitled Love Song, you guys. If you haven't done so, check it out. And of course, you guys can check it out on our Spotify or YouTube playlist and watch the music video and do whatever. And if you can, go check out the movies. Support the brother, all right? Let's move on to our next artist, Park Hyo-shin.
This is the next artist.
All right, so the next one, next song is Goodbye by Park Hyo-shin. So if you guys, you know, don't know Park Hyo-shin, it's fair because he, like, I guess you could consider him K-pop or not, depending on what you consider the phrase K-pop. Like, for me, I think of K-pop as popular Korean music, right? That's technically what it is, popular Korean music. Now, when you think of K-pop as a genre internationally, you think of boy groups, girl groups, and a lot of dancing and choreography. So for me, I consider K-pop for people who are just very, you know, into the dance-heavy kind of stuff and the groups, then maybe it's not K-pop. Maybe it's, I actually don't care what you think it is. It's just an amazing, it's amazing songs. He's an amazing artist. He is one of the most famous, legendary singers, songwriters in Korea. Not only is he a singer, but he's also a musical theater actor. And he is amazing. He sells out, I think, like every show, every time. It's just impossible to get tickets. He debuted in 1999 with his first album, Things I Cannot Do For You. And that was also the title of his first song. And I still remember watching him when I was younger. And I was like, dang, this man can sing. And, you know, I think I rediscovered him a few years ago when he released Yasenghwa, which is, I think, is like Wildflower is the English title. And if you guys haven't seen that video or seen his performance of that, oh my gosh, guys, it is amazing. He hits incredible notes and has incredible like power and just runs in his vocals. And so I was lucky enough to go to his concert a few years back with a friend, and it was like watching, it wasn't just like a concert, it was like half concerts, half musical. So I, you know, he pretty much set up an entire musical set as part of his concert. So he did a bunch of songs, and then he did like a big part one of a musical, and then he went back to doing just songs with the band. And it was in the gymnastics arena, which is one of the largest venues in Korea. And I just remember being very moved because he was singing Yasenghwa, Wildflower, and he just broke down in tears. Like, he like couldn't finish the song. And from what I heard, like every time he sings that song, he just breaks down because it's such a personal, meaningful song to him. And so knowing that, it moved me even more. And, you know, the song was released 5-6 years ago, and I still listen to it regularly to this day. So if you guys haven't done so, check out Wildflower, Yasenghwa, and also check out his brand new song, Goodbye. So let's talk about Goodbye a little bit. The Goodbye song, apparently it's part of a longer album. The song is part of his Lovers 2019 campaign. And apparently it's supposed to challenge listeners to allow themselves to feel and express their emotions more. And it's also commemorating Park Hyo-shin's 20th anniversary since he debuted, right? It's been 20 years. And it's about the possible last goodbye between two very close people, most likely romantically. But I mean, I feel like goodbyes can be applied to anybody, friends, family, lovers, whatever. And his co-writers on this song, not only was it Park Hyo-shin, but also Jung Jae-il and Kimina. So Kimina is a very famous lyricist herself. She writes, she's been writing for, I don't know, probably like 15, 20 years. I don't know her story personally, but I just know that she's a very revered and very well-respected songwriter, like lyrically, in Korea. And so another thing I just found out is the song, the instrumental accompaniment, was by a 50-person orchestra, which is huge. Like, I don't think there are a lot of songs written today, recorded today, that use live music, live orchestras, because it's so hard to edit and have everybody be on point. You know, if you listen to a lot of idol songs or even my songs, like, I've never used an orchestra. What we use is a lot of computer programming and samples and loops and different sources. But I think having that sort of live orchestra really, really brings up this intangible emotion in the song that people resonate with. And I think not only, you know, of course, Bakushin has an amazing voice and technique, but it's the instrumentation that also makes people feel certain things in certain ways that I can't really describe. If you guys haven't seen the music video, it's beautifully shot. It's shot outside and inside. It's a good mix. He's outside in, you know, fields and by the ocean. And then they also portray lovers and people just kind of, it's kind of stoic. It's very beautifully shot. The colors are very nice. And I think intentionally, they kind of did it so you're left wondering and thinking about, what is this relationship? How are they related? Is it family? Is it lovers? Like, what's going on? And as I was watching, it made me think about the relationships that I have with people around me. So it's a very, I want to say, understated music video, but beautifully shot. So if you just like looking at beautifully shot things, you may enjoy it in that sense. You know, I can't even like go into the accolades and the achievements of this legendary singer, because he's won so many that even if we started to list them out, we would be missing them and probably do him a disservice. I guess one thing we could highlight is he won the Best Actor in 2019 for his work in the musical The Man Who Laughs at the Korean Musical Awards. I don't particularly love Korean musicals. If there's an English version of it, I'd prefer to watch an English version, because for me, that's more comfortable. And oftentimes, a lot of the remakes of Korean versions, when you're squeezing in Korean lyrics, it kind of changes the feel and the emotions of songs. But if I was able to, I would go watch him, because he's such an incredible vocalist. But anyways, I'm going to stop talking about it. I feel like I've just praised this man for the past 10 minutes. But again, I really just want to encourage you guys, if you guys like vocals, if you guys like ballads, if you love powerful singers, this is the guy for you. Check it out. Goodbye. Also, Yasengwa, Wildflower by Park Hyo-shin. Now let's move on to the next one.
This is the next artist.
We have Oh My Girl. Oh My Girl.
Who is this?
Oh My Girl's the fifth season. It's a fifth season, y'all. I wish I brought the album with me. I received one of their albums, the signed album, this past week. But Oh My Girl is back with their first ever full-length album, right? And their comeback title is called The Fifth Season. And I believe they also did it as like SSFWL. And so Oh My Girl is a group formed by WM Entertainment. They debuted in 2015 with the mini album Oh My Girl and their first single Cupid. They have seven members: Hyojung, Mimi, Yua, Seungi, Chiho, Bini, and Arin. And they refer to love as the fifth season that a person experiences. So there's spring, summer, fall, and winter. And you know, I was on a radio show with them this week, and so they were explaining the song to me and the listeners, and pretty much, you know, every season, every time there's a change in season, you have a certain, what do you call it, like an expectation, or like this, like fall's coming, I'm so excited. Winter's here, winter's coming, guys. Well, winter's been done, yes. So that kind of thing, like spring's coming, oh, summer's coming, fall's coming, winter's coming, I'm so excited. Love's coming, like I feel love coming onto me, that kind of thing. It's a very soft electronic pop song. I would say this is a very, very, very Korean pop song. I was actually, you know, when they first debuted, I was very excited about their sound, because at the time when they debuted, it was a very Western pop sound that they had had. They had this song like Closer, which I thought was a great, very Western influenced record. Now I think their sound has gone very, very KKK pop. Even their unit stuff, last year they did like this Banana Wonsungi, like monkey, I forgot the title of it. And even that sound was very, very Korean. But it's been interesting, like, and it's been interesting to see them really come up. Like, I first got introduced to them because Yua and I actually shot an endorsement together. This was probably like when she first debuted. We shot a video game commercial together. And that's when I got to know about the group. But yeah, I mean, I've been seeing them all week because I've been promoting on the music video or on the music shows with them. And it's been really cool to see them grow so much because at a certain point, they just all of a sudden kind of really grew in their popularity. And they've been winning some awards in the past few years. And I think they've been on tour. And, you know, if you go to these music shows, you have a lot of fans of theirs show up as well, which is always a good indication of their popularity. Their fan club name is called Miracle. And apparently, it originated from one of their songs, B612. There's a part in the lyrics where it says, "It's like a miracle that you love me." And so from there, they derived the fan club name Miracle. And you know what? The other cool thing is, like, they have some very strong vocalists in that team. I told them that on the show the other day. We're singing live, and I had never heard them sing live. If you watch it on like TV, there's often like a lot of like backing vocals and a lot of stuff going on, so it's hard to tell. But I was sitting right next to them. I had the headphones in, and I could really listen in on how they're singing, and they were, you know, very, very good, talented. I knew like Seungri was very talented because she was on a couple like singing shows in the past as well. But it's been really cool to see them come up. They're really starting to, I think, come into their own color in terms of music and their performances. And yeah, it's been cool because, you know, when they first started, they were just like these very young girls. They were kind of B1A4's younger sister group at the time. And now they're, oh my girl. Oh my girl. Oh my women. Oh my girl. But yeah, it's been pretty cool to be back at the shows and to see people. Other people that, you know, I've been seeing this week, Namuyeon. He is a member of Infinite. He's back with a brand new EP. I actually have it right here. Hold on, let's pull it out. We got an EP right here. Third mini. It's called A New Journey. So actually, Namuyeon and I, like, we're both Noms. And Brian is too. So technically, we're like
He's our
related.
brother.
He's not our brother, but we're related in some long, long, long distance form of way.
What's the story about the Nom?
The
Like,
story of the Nom.
story of the Nom. There is one, though, right?
So I don't know the story of the Nom, but what I do know is I think all the Noms are related. Apparently, like, all the Kims aren't related, all the Lees aren't related, but all the Noms are related. There's only one, like, line of Noms, apparently. Something like that.
So he's our brother.
No, he's like
Our
technically,
lost brother.
he's technically like if you go back to olden times, he's technically like our grandpa. He's technically like our grandpa. So like the way it works in Korea is there's like different terms like harabuji, right? Is grandpa.
Hey guys, how is it
So okay, wait, so let's talk about this real quick.
The
So I
power of
don't
the mic.
stop talking.
I have the
Oh
mic.
man. So I don't understand this completely, honestly. I don't. But so for example, there are so Brian, Eddie, and I, we're Noms, and our generation, so if you don't know this, in Korean name, there's a dolim, which means there's one character that every kid in that generation should have if the same family. So in our case, it's Yun. So my Korean name is Yundo, Eddie's name is Yuntek, Brian's name is Yunsu. So it's all Yuns. And so there's also like, how do you say it? So we're like further down in the ancestry apparently, but then people who are like not as far down in terms of where we were born, I guess. I don't know. A lot of them are like Hyuns. So there's Nam Uhyun, there's Nam Taeyeon, who used to be of Winner of like South Club or what, like that thing. There's Nam Uhyun of Infinite. And then I have like music video producers whose name's like Nam Hyunwoo. And there's just a lot of Hyuns around. I don't actually understand that, like how like there's such a gap, but like we're apparently very far down in terms of like either our family got busy real quick,
That's probably what happened.
something like that. I don't really know, but yeah, I don't understand it completely. But everybody's like, "Oh, you guys are related." It's like, okay.
I want somebody to get every picture of a famous Nam and like you know when you like morph
And put it into
all the
one.
photos, just to
Whoa,
and
that'd be
then we'll
so cool.
know, probably not true at all, but then we'll know what your originator looks
Our
like.
grand great 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 great
Great
great
grandfather.
great great grandfather looked like
That'd be so
the
cool.
OG Nam.
Right. No, but it's like, this is like stuff that I always found interesting because I got to Korea and they're like, oh, well, these people are related to you. I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. But yeah, something like that. It was very interesting.
Yeah, because Korea has the family tree, like registry.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even know about until I moved to Korea, that that was a thing.
Yeah.
It makes so much sense.
But I don't know. It's very, very interesting. Very fascinating.
If you're a nom and you're out there.
Hello.
Eddie's like,
we're looking for you.
It's what, he's like searching for X-Men or something. So Namyeon's new EP, it's called A New Journey. And the title song is Hold On Me. And it features Juno Flow. Juno Flow is an American rapper, Korean American rapper. He, I think, was on Show Me the Money, who signed under MFBTY's label for a while, Feel Good Music. What's up, Juno Flow? Wherever you are, I haven't seen you in a minute. Who else released some stuff? Chancellor released Angel featuring Taeyeon a week or two ago. I caught up with him on Thursday. He actually sent us a shout out.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm here with Chancellor Mikey.
Hey.
He's back with a new album. Tell us about your album.
Well, my single album, first of all, what's up, everybody? My name is Chancellor. My first single off my upcoming album is called Angel. It's out now. Big shout out to Eric Nam and his new song Runaway too. And yeah.
Say what's up to all of our listeners. The show is called K-Pop Taebak Show.
K-Pop Taebak Show?
Yeah.
Hey everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for having me on this, Eric.
You're going to come on for an interview soon, right?
Yeah, man. All right. Definitely.
Awesome. We'll talk soon. Thanks, man. Sure.
Yeah, Chancellor has an album coming out very soon. This new one, the single is called Angel, features Taeyeon. It's an R&B jam because that man is the king of like just writing R&B hits. He also writes amazing K-pop hits. Like, we'll go into that in the future at some point, but he's an amazing songwriter and performer. Let's ramble.
Crazy ramblings with Eric Nam.
Kind of basically already were.
Right, but we should ramble more.
More?
We should ramble more. So I've been on music shows this past week. The song came out Wednesday, and I did a bunch of, you know, promo stuff. And then Thursday, we started M Countdown. Friday was KBS Music Bank. Saturday was Umak Jungshim on NBC. Today, Sunday, was Inkigayo. And yesterday, I had a festival. Tomorrow is Arirang and some more radio. Tuesday is SBS MTV, the show. And Wednesday is NBC Everyone's Show Champion. So that's a full week of promotions. And you guys came out to check out Music Bank on Friday.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. How was that for you guys?
It was exactly what I thought it would be like. Well, I think it's because I've been to enough, like, backstage things. Humble brag, no. But to know that it's, like, very just, like, I don't know, like, it's not glitzy, you know? It really is, like, it's literally just, like, holding rooms. You know?
Like, or just waiting.
I feel like people who only see it from the finished product side, they don't see that it's, like, a bunch of people literally in costume just, like, hanging out in hallways and, like...
Just like, catching up.
Yeah, just, like, sitting for hours and just on their phone. I think one of your dancers was watching a live stream of pool. Like, people playing pool, and they couldn't stop, like, glancing down at his phone.
Right.
I noticed the serious lack of snacks.
Yeah.
You snack monster.
That's usually the,
Brian comes to shows just to eat snacks.
Yeah.
He like doesn't do anything. He just like, where are the snacks?
Yeah.
And then they showed up. There were no snacks, so he left immediately to buy ice cream.
Yeah.
And that was when he was pleased.
That was a really. I just felt I wanted to know what we looked like basically because we walked back, like we came in, people immediately were like these. To do not belong here. And then we walked immediately back out with your manager. So it looked like we were escorted out for a second. And then we go into the neighboring 7-Eleven. We get our ice cream. And we're just like little kids, like eating ice cream with your manager.
Uh-huh.
And we walk back in. I guess like a line of boy group members were like moving. And that was the first time I saw like the crazy, like intense, bowing like
right
and they do it to every single if you breathe you will be inside.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
And
right.
I just felt so dumb eating like my stupid ice cream as these boys just like 90 degree bowed at me and like screamed like, thank you.
right. No, like we've mentioned in the past on the show, you know, saying hello properly to people is so important in Korea and in this industry. And so even to this day, you know, I like at these shows right now, I am the oldest person there, like that's performing, except for like yesterday, because there was like UV and Park Bom. They were the only people older than me. Like today I was the oldest person on the show. And so even I still feel very like 안녕하세요, like to everybody. But it's just a very, very important thing. So when you're in these halls and these groups go by and they're just yelling at you, like, and it's not a malicious bad, it's just like 안녕하세요, 안녕하세요, and they're saying their name. It's like for them a way to promote who they are, and I think show like that they're not poorly mannered.
I will, right? I will remember the boys that came into the room.
Right, you will remember that.
I will remember the heart tremor that like shook me right. when they all screamed right. in that tiny room. It was very endearing. It was very endearing and sweet and polite.
Right.
It really took me by surprise.
It shocks me every time. So, so like what she's talking about is at the end of the show, this new group called ENOI, they came in and they brought a signed CD, and they did their thing. I don't remember what it was. ENOI.
Yeah.
And Brian and Diane were standing next to me. They're just like, oh my God, what just happened?
I was shooketh.
Well, I didn't see them come in. I was like looking down at my phone. They snuck in like ghosts. And then all of a sudden, I just hear intense noise. And I look up, and there's like, I forget how many of them there were. Five or seven. Yeah. And I just look up, and there's a group
right.
of boys in costume.
Right.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And then I like felt weird being there because you were standing just like alone in the middle of the room in front of them, like, you know, on like Lunar New Year's when you have to like bow to your grandparents, it's yeah. like that, and you're just like accepting their
people. Like, I talk about this every once in a while, but like, I'm glad that you guys recognize that, because people will never really know how it feels for me.
It's so
like
weird.
It's very awkward because people come in and they're like, especially new groups, these new Rickies, they're so young, and like they watched me perform as they were growing up, and they were singing my songs as their practice songs and stuff. And so they come in and they're like very nervous and like, oh my God, like, and so they did the blah, 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 you know, I'm like, hi, good to see you, congratulations, like, I'll like look out for what you guys are doing. And then I was like, oh, I'll give you a signed CD. And I don't know if you
you really scrambled.
I like didn't have anything ready. So I was like looking for a CD. And like they're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They're like, I used to love singing this song. And then he would like, one of them was like humming the melody.
Oh my God.
And
no, and like I feel like people might misconstrue and think like you're patting yourself on the back by like saying that they said that. But like it really was with that same intense emotion.
Right.
And
right.
like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you're repeating them verbatim. Like, he was, like, the guy, the leader, clearly leader, the one who,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
passed
yeah.
you the album. Like, he was, like, shook when you were, like, looking for an album and, like, looking for a Sharpie to sign. I, like, kept glancing over. And I was, like, I think this kid's going to explode. I think he might actually explode. They're so sweet. I need to look them up. I was, yeah. like, yeah, yeah, they're really memorable.
Yeah, I don't really know much about them, but, yeah. ENOI. I don't know. We'll have to check it out.
How do you feel though when you get that type of recognition? Like having been in the industry, and like you were once in their shoes.
I think it's cool. It feels like it's weird, quite honestly, because I don't think of myself to be in that position. I don't think of myself as like I'm this superstar or whatever, but like for people, when music is your entire life and you've spent years training and like watching music shows and music videos to be like, this is the type of music I want, this is the type of performance I want to do, this is what I'm going to practice for my auditions and my training and my pyeongka, which is like my evaluations, and you see them in real life, it's a very surreal moment. Like I was saying, like when I first met Girls' Generation or Shinhwa or G.O.D. or Fly to the Sky or like these people, it was very like, oh, wow, like I watched you on TV my entire life and you're here. And so I understand where it's coming from. And it's just very like cool to feel like, oh, I guess my music had that sort of impact or effect on certain people. And that's where it feels kind of, in a way, very rewarding at times.
Yeah, seeing the audience area and like the actual stage area, that was the most fascinating part, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's what they show.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you had a light stick.
I have a light stick, guys.
It's cute.
Well, thank you.
Brian didn't know.
Yeah, no
Brian
idea.
Was like, he has a
it
light
was at
stick?
The concert.
What do you mean? You, like, did they make it or do you make it and then you give it to the fans?
So they can buy it as merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody buys those things as merchandise.
It's a house.
Yeah, it was a house. And the reason that thinking behind that was like in Korea, there's this phrase called 일가구 일에릭남, and it means every household should have one Eric-nam.
Cute.
And
I like that.
It's, I didn't make it up, guys. It just appeared out of, I don't know where, like some fans made it, and yeah. It's actually in like the Naver dictionary. That phrase, I'm not kidding. Like at all. Anyways, so yes, that's, I'm glad you guys came to kind of see what that experiences was like.
Yeah, coming out alone was a mistake because I left before you guys, and I didn't know or I didn't realize that the audience members and just fans in general wait
outside
with like the partitions and stuff,
right.
And I was trailing behind the freaking boy group. I don't know which boy group it was. It was a boy group, and so
you're
it's
just
like you just
fans,
hear
right?
screaming, and then they see me.
Right.
And I think a girl heckled me. A girl straight up heckled me because I think she didn't think I was listening or like knew Korean maybe because she's just like, 언니 너무 팬이에요. And her friends like giggled at her joke. And I just like, this is like when you cross the street to not be near middle schoolers because you don't want to get bullied.
So you got bullied by middle schoolers.
I got bullied by middle school. I'm sure they're like high school or something, but I was bullied.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry you had to go through that. But yeah, these music shows are very, very intense. They are a all-day ordeal. And maybe we'll talk about that in detail one day, but pretty much like Friday morning, I got up at 6 a.m. No, I got up at 5 a.m. Friday morning.
Yeah, tell them about your schedule this past week.
So, I mean, every single day when I'm in promotion is a a.m. to a.m. kind of thing. So, Friday is Music Bank. Music Bank has a photo session when you walk in. So, it's like a, what do you call it? 출근. 출근 is like the way to work kind of thing. Mm-hmm. On like showing up for work kind of thing. So they have 출근길 and they have press, media, all there. They have fans, like hundreds of fans just lined up behind barricades waiting for you when you get there. They take your photos. They just want to say hi. So you show up. And in order to do that, obviously, you have to get hair and makeup. I used to not because I was just like, eh, but I should. So they're like, you really should because you need to. So 5 a.m., hair, makeup, get over there, 7 a.m. And we do the photo wall, walk in, and then the rehearsals start. So rehearsals, there's dry rehearsal, there's camera rehearsal, then there's pre-recorded, and then there's the live show. So there's a lot that goes on. Pretty much from 7:30 to probably like 2 hours is dry rehearsals where all the cameramen are watching and they're trying to figure out their angles for the takes. Long story short, We left at 6:30. So I was there for like 12 hours. In the middle, I took like a 2-hour nap in the car, very uncomfortably. And then I did like 2 or 3 radio shows in the middle and then other rehearsals and then the live show. And then I was off after the show finished, I was off to other schedules. So that's pretty much been my life. This past week. Yesterday was NBC. I was there by 7 a.m. And then I went to get hair and makeup. I actually don't remember what happened yesterday. Oh, I did interviews in the middle. I did some TV stuff in the middle. Did the actual show around 3:30. And then I took the subway because we were afraid that we wouldn't make it. I had a festival yesterday, Beautiful Mint Life, and I live streamed it because I hadn't been on a subway in a long time. But traffic on weekends is awful, especially when the weather's nice because everybody's trying to hang out. And so I took the subway over to Olympic Park, which by car would have probably taken an hour and a half, 2 hours. It took me like 40 minutes, which was great. And I did a hour-long set. And
oh, yeah. I saw clips of you doing Shallow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been doing that recently at shows because people in Korea love that song. So I've been doing it on festivals. I did it on Sketchbook, UEAR Sketchbook. That's what I also did this week, UEAR Sketchbook. But yeah, a lot of stuff. Well, you know what? We should have a show where we just talk about music shows in detail one day.
And like I'll compare and contrast.
I'll give like the full breakdown of what happens behind a show.
Oh.
Like the rehearsals.
Everybody knows about the Inkigayo sandwiches.
Well, apparently.
Okay, I'm shook already. You didn't even say anything.
Apparently, they got rid of the sandwiches.
Because of what?
I don't know. So now they sell the sandwiches in the convenience stores, and they call them like idol Inkigayo sandwiches. So pretty much these sandwiches.
But it can't be the same.
It can't be the same. But I went today and I was trying to get them, and apparently they're gone. So they have like something else. In, I don't know.
Can you elaborate for those that
have no idea what these are? You guys, Brian. You guys, if you want the details, you're going to have to listen to another episode on our music show special. Because this
that everybody's been asking right, for.
Because this episode is getting a little too intense right now. We talked about a lot. We talked about a lot, but we have more to talk about. If you guys want to hear the breakdown of my brand new song called Runaway and how the song was written with myself and with Love and with Loot and all these people and what my promotions have been like, all the backstories, all that is going to be on another episode of K-Pop Daebak. You guys can go straight to it right now. And hopefully you guys can learn a little bit more about the songwriting process and the creation process behind a single. So go ahead and check that out. If you guys don't have time for that now, that's all good. Check it out sometime. Make sure you guys check us out on our socials at Daebak Show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And of course, do not forget our YouTube and Spotify podcasts. We're also taking some video right now. Hopefully we can get this up so you guys can watch some of this part, the parts of this thing. I'm on a camera and there's a green screen behind me. I'm just chilling, talking. And you guys can also stream on YouTube as well, of course. A few reminders, I'll be on tour next month. I'm in Europe, 12 shows. The London shows are completely sold out. I think some of the other ones are about to sell out. So be sure you get them as soon as you can. Also, I have brand new merch coming out. Brand new merchies.
I want a light stick.
You want a light stick?
I never had one. I'll buy one. I'll contribute.
So we're going to be selling a bunch of stuff online. So people internationally, you guys can get it. We have hoodies. We got tour merch. We got runaway stuff. Like I personally designed everything this time around. So you guys can check it out. If you like it, cop it. If you don't get it.
My husband would be like, if they don't like it, you're going to take it really personally.
If you don't like it, I'm going to cry in a corner and never leave my room. Also, we started getting some gifts for you guys. Aside from the people who have been winning for the reviews, we're getting some signed CDs. So we're going to start sending out signed CDs from some of our artist friends. Some of these are not available for sale at all. Like, my Runaway CDs are not available for sale anywhere. So we're going to be giving out some prizes. We're going to pick people from those who have left reviews on our podcast. So go ahead and do that. For Spotify listeners, go ahead and follow our podcast channel. And then our podcast itself, right? The K-Pop Daebak Show with Eric Nam has a playlist. So follow that as well. Send it to us on our socials. The K-Pop Daebak Spotify playlist does not count. I just want to be very clear. So do that and interact with us on our socials. We'll give you more information on how to win cool prizes from our friends. And yeah, have a great week. Check out the next few episodes. We have some bonuses for you guys. But Brian, I feel like you haven't talked today at all. What's going on?
Hello. How is everybody doing today?
You doing well?
Yes. I was just thinking.
What?
You know, how can we make this show amaze balls?
I thought it already was amazeballs.
Even more amazeballs.
Well, maybe I have low standards compared to you.
So just thinking of different ways we can get the audience involved. I think it'd be really cool if we call like someone.
Yeah. And why not?
Make that like its own segment.
We could do that.
A personal chat with Eric Nam.
Me? We could try that. Why not?
That'd be cool. Very personal.
Well,
I think you're lonely.
Yeah, could you actually redirect that call to my phone?
We could do that. We could do that sometime. We'll do a I don't know, we'll figure that out. Put it on our socials where we'll have somebody call in, take a question, chat, hang out, that kind of thing. I'll be on ASC this week. I just realized. I just said the word hang out and I thought of ASC. I haven't been to ASC in years. Maybe a year and a half or so.
It's jingle time.
All right, jingle us.
Woof, woof. Jingle, jingle, Joel. All right. This week on K-Pop Devok, we are covering...
Henry, Park Hyo-shin, and Oh My Girl.
What was Henry's song?
Untitled Love Song.
Henry's Untitled Love Song.
Park Hyo-shin's Goodbye.
Park Hyo-shin, Goodbye.
Oh My Girl, SSFWL.
Whoa.
How do you make that into a song?
Float on SSFL.
SSFWL.
Let me write that down.
You can call it the fifth season.
These names are getting...
Call it the fifth season.
Well, I'm going to call it by its proper name.
Well, SSFL. It's the... Okay.
SSFWL.
Woo
woo! Oh My Girl! SSFWL. Fifth season.
Again, that's not a song.
SSF. Oh, I said three S's. Start. SSFL. SSFWL.
Well, that was not even a song. That was just.
How do you sing?
SSFWL. There you go.
Don't ever
challenge you.
Challenge me.
I just challenged the crap out of you.
The jingle slot is mine.
All right, do it. Beat it.
Well, SSFWL.
So now you're just gonna straight up copy me.
Outro. Thank you for listening to K-Pop Devok with Eric Nam.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
Hey, listeners, I'm Rachel Thomas, host of Tilted a Lean In podcast. We bring you conversations at the intersection of gender and culture, highlight people who inspire us, and share expert stories to help you make the playing field a little less tilted.
Burnout is the feeling of being overwhelmed and exhausted by everything you have to do while still worrying that you are not doing enough.
That's a feeling so many women are all too familiar with, and research backs it up. Women are shouldering a much heavier workload and showing more signs of burnout than men during COVID-19. I wanted some answers, so I spoke with two experts on the topic, Ariana Huffington and Emily Nagoski, for advice on preventing burnout in our own lives. I hope you'll tune into this episode and subscribe to Tilted, a Lean In podcast on Acast or wherever you listen.
Acast recommends.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.